you can't decide whether you're in Sunday school or a bar. That's our goal. The winners and losers. July 18, 2017. Trying again. How are you?
Oh, yeah, I'm good, man.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay.
I can hear you. In fact, it sounds a bit clearer than it did earlier.
Okay. This is Google instead of, you know.
Google McSmoogle.
Yes, that's exactly.
I knew him well back in the day, Google McSmoogle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Eating haggis on the hillside with his horse.
Haggis is a bad thing. I've had some.
No, it's not. You haven't had any good haggis.
No, I haven't. I've had bad haggis.
Yeah, you did. It's like my wife complains about tilapia, and tilapia is actually really, it's a blank canvas. It's not that bad of a fish. It's a good fish.
I see, yes.
And okay. You can put the, if you put the right spices and cook it right, tilapia is delicious. It's, you know, just, you know, sometimes this stuff falls into the wrong hands.
It does fall into the wrong hands. Let's go back to politics for a minute, because
Mr. Case, we're going to go ahead and I think we probably have a vote to repeal this disastrous nightmare. Called Obamacare.
Such a nightmare.
I had enough time to crawl out from my shell and make this decision. I'm now going to go ahead and go back into my shell. And I'll be around part of August, but most of August I'll be in the Galapagos.
Now, what's your assessment, Mr. McConnell, of the people that said they weren't going to vote for it before? Who's going to vote for it now?
How about this, Mr. Case? None of your damn business. How about that? How about that, Mr. Case? You and your liberal friends are communists.
Yes, right.
Move on, crazy.
Right.
Well, I have to call my wife's family. I have a shipment coming in from China. I have to go pick up.
Well, Mr. McConnell, I want you to know that, you know, in previous upheavals and revolutions, that there was a strong debate on whether it was necessary to actually execute all the leaders of the opposing side. Okay, and some opposed it on humanitarian grounds, but others said, how else would you ever convince the people that there is no ever going back to this kind of jackass government, all right, other than to just exterminate them? Now, see, this is how it gets to
John, be really bad. John.
Oh, Bernie, you have an answer? Oh, good. Okay.
Calm down, John. Let me just say something on behalf of the American people to the esteemed senator from Kentucky. Mitch, shut up.
I love it, Mike. That's great, man. That's good. That's good. Shut up. Really. I like
it. Yeah. Hey, John. So, wow.
There's nothing to be said. It's just, you know, the nightmare.
Yeah, I forgot. I was trying to go into what's his name from Minnesota? I was trying to slip into.
Into Al Franken. Yeah.
Yeah, I John. Al, here. Yeah. Oh, listen. Pretty sure you can't throw a sharp knife into a crowd and then apologize once it kills someone. You can't. And, you know, It just, you know, maybe.
Did you see his thing on the Al's thing on the climate change denial?
No. I didn't have a chance to see that yet. No,
yes,
I heard about
it. Outrageous, man. You suppose you go to your doctor and he says, you know, you really have to quit smoking. All the evidence says you're going to get lung cancer.
Right.
And you don't like that advice. And you go see another doctor and he tells you the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you tell him, I'm not happy. I need another doctor. And you go to see 32 doctors. Yep. All of whom tell you that you need to quit smoking.
Right.
But you don't want to hear it because you like smoking.
No, because they don't know what the hell they're talking about.
Yeah, and then the 33rd doctor, because they're getting paid by the...
or the 33rd doctor actually finds the cancer in your lungs.
No. The 33rd doctor, you know, is on the payroll.
Oh, right, right.
The tobacco
company.
He says,
don't
go ahead. Keep smoking, man.
Yeah, smoke it up there, pal. No problem. Everything's fine. Nothing to see here. Moving along. All you looky-loos. I'm going nuts here just watching people, seeing people just, you know, constantly have this argument where they just are so bullheaded and stubborn about actual facts. There's a friend of mine who has a friend, and my friend is pretty liberal.
Yeah.
He's a stand-up. He's been a stand-up for 40 years, and his buddy keeps making this argument that these climate people don't know what they're talking about.
And yeah, of course.
Like, what the hell is wrong with you? Are you looking at the level of poison in the air and water in our country? I mean, we are systematically destroying any kind of hope your grandchildren may have for a comfortable future.
Hey, did you see the news about that chunk of Antarctica that just...
Oh, yeah. Oh, look, Delaware just broke off and it's floating towards us. I thought, iceberg, dead ahead!
I thought maybe inside Delaware is the remains of Godzilla floating towards us. Oh God!
You know, it would be amazing if if a motor started and they started driving the iceberg around. That would be kind of
the
incredible.
NTIs from that.
Well, like in the abyss, where they,
yeah. The NTIs start moving the bergs.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. Like I did talk to a friend of mine about what I discussed with you about the alien that reluctantly is sent to Earth.
Yeah, right.
You know, just like really.
Oh yeah, you didn't go for it.
Yeah. Listen, Bob, you've done some good work for us at the outer rim of space. However, we're going to need you to do one more thing. Oh, come on, man! It's been a millennium. I haven't seen my 1,200 family members. Well, you'll be able to do that. You just need to do this one more thing. You have to go to Earth. Oh, come on! I don't want to go to Earth.
Yeah. Well, that was probably what happened to Moses, you know. But that's how.
Well, there's a, you know, there's a. Once again, you remind me of that old bit my friend Brian Parisi does. I think he's still doing it about the Ten Commandments. How most of them are pretty general, you know. Just that, you know, adhering to one is very, very specific. It's like thou shalt not kill.
Yeah,
and then you know, you get to that one real specific one: thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife.
Right.
Okay, Steve. Okay, honey, put on a sweater.
Yeah,
he's very oddly specific, I
think. Yeah, right. Exactly.
So, I found that. I still remember that bit and how hard everyone in the room.
Very tough.
Right, when he first wrote that and first did it, he did it on, you know, at our amateur night, and it just blew the roof off the room. All the comics, the staff, everyone was just... Right. Sometimes you have those moments where just they're those jokes are unforgettable. You can't, you know, you'll never...
It's interesting how early in Christian and Jewish tradition, especially, property becomes so important, you know. Like, coveting means that... implies that there's a belonging, right, of some sort, right?
Yeah, implied ownership.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I mean, that's somebody right. else's. I mean,
but also, too, is the pursuit of life, liberty, and happiness, that has nothing to do with universal health care, does it, apparently?
Pursuit of happiness.
Yeah.
No, you don't get happiness. You get to pursue it.
Oh, okay.
Some people get it.
Thanks for breaking that down for me. Yes. I appreciate it. It's kind of like the profession of faith in Catholicism.
That's right.
He will come again. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead.
Right. In the meantime.
Wait, what? You mean there's a lot of folks that are just been waiting?
Yes.
All these people?
Millennia. Yes, just think.
Just have to wait? It's just like,
yeah.
Listen, I know you're in holding, but we haven't made a decision yet. So we're still deciding on where to put you. We don't know.
Well, I don't know, man. It's just, it's too hard.
Well, I mean, it's always an incomprehensible interpretation of some old writing. You know, it is to me. The writing is so old, but you know, to just blindly have an acceptance of that, I call that into question, man.
Yeah,
I can't. You know, as a recovering Catholic,
one years holy. And years of Catholic therapy. And apostolic.
Well, I got to be careful because the parts of my family are very active in the church.
Okay, you know, well, that's right.
Still, you know, and my you know my older brother Tom is involved in another church. He is not Catholic. He is I think he's Protestant. I believe
he's Protestant.
Exactly. Him and his wife belong to a different church, or maybe I don't know what it is. But he's very, very him and his family are very active,
right?
In that church, and they do a lot of good work, man. They do a lot of good stuff.
A lot of the churches, and Pope Francis has, at least at the top of the Catholic Church, has put a much more progressive face on the church than has been at times the want in the past. You know, so
right. It's. I mean, I think that's necessary, though.
Yeah, and he comes from the, you know, Latin America. It comes from, in effect, I guess, I don't know whether Argentina counts for the third world, but he comes from there, and that's where a huge... What's that noise?
Hey, John.
Yes, what was that?
Nothing. It was an ice maker.
Oh.
It's just my ice maker making a chunky noise. But if you... think about it. I think we're pretty much there. We've joined the third world.
If
we're not there yet, we are pushing ourselves there.
I personally think that the there's a fourth world, and
yeah, man. Because I've seen it. Let me just say this, man. Okay, I've said it before on the air, man. There's people in there. They're behind the vinyl, man. They're living. Behind the vinyl, and they're building campfires, and they're trying to signal us, man.
Yeah.
Okay?
That's good. That's good, buddy. I'm waiting for the message.
Somebody's riding like Plastic Man out on a light bulb, is what I'm saying. Okay?
I know, man. Hey, remember that fella in Close Encounters of the Third Kind that was just driving his truck around, his cable truck or whatever, and, you know, and all of a sudden, look what happened. You know, he gets touched. Whoa! Oh, man. Hey, guess I watched a great movie last night. Okay. I haven't seen it in a long time. It's an old, it's a real tearjerker, by the way, but the acting, considering who was in it, is just marvelous. It's called Paradise, and it had Melanie Griffith and Don Johnson back when they were still married, I think, you know, or one of the times they were married, you know, but in any event, they do just a beautiful job on a fairly simple drama about a family torn apart by the loss of a child. And, man, the acting by both of them is just extraordinary. It's just, wow.
Right. I think he, despite the fact that everyone knows that Don was and is and always has been a little bit of a prick, he's actually a really good actor.
Well, yeah, if you watch
Tin Cup,
yeah.
Yeah.
If you ever see that, if you ever get a chance to watch Tin Cup, that's actually what a lot of people say the real Don Johnson is like.
Oh, well. Well, you know, I mean, and she does an incredible job. I mean, she really does. It's
yeah, she really did retire too. It's interesting. You know,
I know.
I think she's still with Banderas, right?
I believe so, yeah.
I think they're still together. Yeah.
No, yeah, actually, they filed for divorce.
Oh, they did? Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
You know, Hollywood marriages just seem impossible for most, don't they? I mean, it just nobody...
It's just fascinating to me. And but you'll see, like for example, man, both of their names just went right out of my head. They were both in the movie Fargo. The other guy is in a very successful Showtime TV show about a crazy family that's, you know, completely...
Now, I know there's some that managed to do it, but I think Sam Shepard and what's his wife? Jessica Lange made it most of the way.
Oh, yeah. There's, yeah.
You know? And... Yeah, but it seems typical that they don't. You know, it's just the money.
Well, I mean, look at Ben Affleck. I mean, there was some talk that Jennifer Garner and him were going to rekindle, and it didn't happen. So, I think they have what, two or three kids together.
Well, see, yeah. Yeah, whatever. I mean, I have all
I
got
to give, but Matt Damon has managed to.
That's true.
You know, for now, I guess he's managed to kind of.
Well, he's a straight ahead guy. He's very straight ahead guy. You know, so.
Pretty much, yeah. You know, I mean, he calls him like he sees him. There's no doubt about that.
You know, and he's got the chops to do anything he wants now. Absolutely. So you know.
Well. It's interesting because, you know, people have just rose up against the new Batman. You know, Ben took on the role of playing Batman, and everyone hated it. Because, I mean, as much as my wife did not like Christian Bale, he reinvented Batman for everybody. I don't care what, you know. What people say. I mean, they wanted originally. I think that just was interesting. Their original pick was now I'm going to blank on another name. That's terrible. Their original pick for Batman was somebody else.
Wayne character
with Christian Bale. There was a decision between Bale and another guy, and it was the guy that starred in the. Bachelor Party movies.
Tom Hanks?
No, not Tom Hanks. No. It's Tom Hanks too old. But no, it was doggone it. He was in Limitless. He was in a movie called Limitless. I'll find his name in just a second. But he was also in a movie with with Jennifer Lawrence here recently, a really good movie where he was, the movie was nominated for an Academy Award.
You mean one of the, not one of the Hunger Games, but one of the other?
No, not one of the Hunger Games. Not at all. Not at all one of the Hunger Games. No, it was.
Well, she's a great. She's a good actress. She's
it was a movie about a guy who was really, really smart, but you know, had some real issues, and he. And that's the guy I'm talking about. Yeah. Hold on, I'll tell you his name. Hold
okay,
on
you'll come up with it faster than me.
No, I'm looking at a cast and crew of another movie.
Well, then I'm, you know, I can...
Bradley Cooper. There you
Bradley
go.
Cooper, okay.
Bradley Cooper was originally tapped. Movie. Yeah, Bradley Cooper was originally tapped, I think, for Batman. He didn't want to do it.
Yeah. Well, I don't watch the Batman franchise. I never have.
Yeah, I found the Michael Keaton original. People were really like, really? Michael Keaton? Really? and you go see it, and he's perfect in it. He's, you know, he has that behind the eyes maniacal kind of, you know, Bruce Wayne, playboy, smart ass kind of guy, you know, where he actually has no problem insulting his rich peers. And I thought he did a fantastic, of course, Jack was, you know,
well, I did see that one. I mean, and Jack was
hard to follow as the Joker.
Yeah, how do you?
Where did he get these wonderful toys?
I mean, he has such screen presence that it's difficult for anyone to really.
Jack is dead, my friend.
And he steals. You can call me every scene.
You can call me Joker.
Yeah, I mean,
and as you can see, I think it fits. And he goes up to his old boss and kills him and goes, "You're my number one guy." Jack Palance, I think, was the character.
Jack Palance? Yeah, right. Yeah.
Yeah, was his boss.
Well, there was another iconic, you know, actor, really.
Oh God, yes.
You know.
Yeah. I mean, just lots and lots. So, you know, it's amazing to watch somebody's career, like J.K. Simmons, you know, get the, you know, a character actor from, you know, Law and Order and all these other TV shows who's done commercials and everything for years, and then he gets this role of a lifetime where he plays a really, really maniacal musical teacher who, you know, beats the crap out of him. And just the role was absolutely phenomenal, but it also demonstrates that a lot of people aren't just one-trick ponies, you know. They discover that, you know, a lot of folks have incredible musical talent. You know, I just saw a young man who is on a TV show that my wife watches called Bull. And he plays a character that is a former NFL football player who is gay, an African-American, who became a makeup slash clothier designer.
Yeah.
And he's actually from Hamilton. He's in the Broadway production of Hamilton, and boy, oh boy, does he have some pipes. He
really?
just sang the national anthem, I think, at the All-Star game.
Really?
Yeah, just wow. Amazing. Just amazing. He stays within his range, and that's what I loved about him. He, you know, it's not an overwhelming, powerful voice, but it's a beautiful voice. I mean, you look at these people and you think, wow, you know, a lot of these folks have, you know, they're very, very multi-talented.
Absolutely.
Know, which is kind of incredible. I mean, I think that probably one of the smartest guys, and people will get on me about this, whether you love him or hate him, because of his politics, and I love him because of his politics. And I think George Clooney is probably one of the smartest guys in Hollywood.
Oh, he is. I don't think there's any question
he's
about him.
By far, one of the smartest people.
And he's obviously managed his position well as well. So
right, and there's a guy that, you know, it wasn't an overnight success for him.
No, he worked hard for a long time.
He worked very. I mean, he was. The first, I think he said, the first four shows he got were canceled.
You know, I think two of them actually made it to air for one or two episodes before he got, I think, ER. ER is what it was, you know, it was a lot of those actors launching off point.
Yeah, yeah.
Because
he was a strong character.
Juggernaut, yeah. He was a very strong character on that show. It was such a juggernaut of a show, but it launched everyone's career to a much bigger platform, you know, it's not as if that's easy to handle. That's a completely different platform, and if people don't go and see your movie, you're done.
All right. Hey, buddy. We're going to have to check out here a minute. I have people at the front door, and I don't know who the hell they are.
Hey, John Case, you're under arrest.
I think it's the guy that's come to consult about my installing the stove that the insurance company replaced, but they couldn't.
It doesn't work.
Well, they declined to actually install it, you know. So,
Wow.
All right. Well, they had some reasons that were not.
Well, I will continue to write all of the optional names, and I will submit them to you, and you can decide.
Do. And
I like
market.
I like Blue Dragon Radio.
Blue Dragon
on this station we breathe fire.
Ooh, blue fire.
Radio.
All right, buddy. Okay,
right.
Sapphire.
Okay.
Bye. All right, that was Mike Diesel, and we're gonna, you know, play some music here, and while I find out what's happening in the house. There's something happening in the house, and I'm not sure what, so I have to go check it out, and see what's going on. Anyway, in the meantime, I'm going to put on some. I guess we'll do some hot tuna here. How's that? It's called Sea Child.